I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring. Seven angels with seven last plagues, and through them God's fury is accomplished. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and on the sea of glass were standing those who had won victory over the beast and its image and number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would not fear you, Lord, or glory your name? For you are alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord mighty God. Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord mighty God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord mighty God. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord mighty God. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord mighty God. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the justice, the world with justice, and the peoples with equity. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord mighty God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be handed over by your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see, here in Luke's Gospel and the book of Revelation, of course, that God says that people come against us, persecute us, and whatever. It's been going on for thousands and thousands of years with God, the way they treat God's people. But he says, this will lead you to give testimony. And this is something we should be doing every day, whether we're being persecuted or not, to give testimony. And what's it mean to give testimony but to talk about Jesus? And talk about what Jesus and his love and mercy has done for us. That's what testimony is. Too often, people give testimony for what they do for God, and then I do this, and I have all these volunteer works, and I go to daily mass, and oh man, that's nice. That's not testimony to Jesus. That's testimony to you and what you do. Today's also the feast of St. Catherine of Alexandria, and she's here on our back altar on the other side, of course, of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And she's on the wheel, and they tried to kill her by that, but the wheel spokes broke off, and they finally had to behead her. But this martyr gave testimony to Jesus. She didn't talk about herself. She didn't talk of, she says, "I only have one spouse, Jesus Christ." She gave testimony. In the book of Revelation, they gave testimony to Jesus. So today, let's give testimony to Jesus and only Jesus. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.